I know you have studied a lot of different warriors through the times. So what would you say have been those big warriors? What have been their strongest traits and their weakest traits as human beings?
I think, like, for example, to use the Bruce Lee example you brought up, one thing I was recently researching a lot about his life, and one thing that struck me was a certain sadness there, because while he achieved something that you basically would have to win the lottery 6 times in a row to achieve what he had done. I mean, the odds are pretty much impossible, and he pulled them all off, right? He was amazing and had such success early age. There's also an element where he was trapped by this success, where this obsession to be able to get there kind of put him in a situation where he was, now he had to work 18-hour days because he didn't know if the success was a brief bubble or he would crash.
He did that?
Yeah. He was working like a dog. I mean, probably that's one of the things that contributed to his death, is the fact that he worked like a dog in ultra-exhausting situation, physically, mentally, heat, everything, right? So, he couldn't go out anymore because there was mobs everywhere, photographers and this and that. You know, gossip columns would keep writing like very unflattering stuff about him, where he's like, hey, I was your hero the other day. What's happening now? And, you know, and then your own trap, you know, that you have achieved this success, you wanted to keep going, and so now you are the slave of your own success, where you're, you know, when you work 18-hour day, that's not the picture of success there, you know. Yeah. That's like it's supposed to make your whole life better, not, you know. So it was interesting to me to see how the level of Bruce Lee-like focus and drive and achieve so much in so little time. And yet, granted, he didn't have the time to deal with it. Maybe he would have figured out a way around it, but he was kind of trapped.
Do you think he killed himself by not literally but,
right.
By
yeah.
working his himself
overwork?
To death?
If that's not the cause, it's certainly a strong contributing factor. Mm. Yeah, I think it's like when you're working the hours he was working in Hong Kong heat, in rooms with no air conditioning, where you are in this little tiny room dubbing for 5 hours in a row in like 100+ heat. And then you get out and you have to demonstrate fighting scene, and then you're running yourself ragged. You know, you're burning the candles from 16 ends, not from 2. So that plays a role for sure.
Do you think he was happy?
Complicated. Yeah. I think, I don't know.
You ruined the picture of child of
yours. No, I love Bruce Lee. I absolutely love Bruce Lee. But in that sense, to me, humanizing, you know, it makes him more like... I mean, it was funny because when I was researching this stuff, it was when I started being... You know, I had recently where things clicked for me when I've been more successful than I've ever been.
Yeah.
Everything was clicking better. And one thing that my girlfriend was pointing out to was like, you know, you work from the time you wake up to 1 a.m. every day with no break. This is you having achieved success. Doesn't look like success, you know. And I had to step back and I'm like, you know, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I've achieved that kind of success, but I haven't translated it to really improving the quality of my life.
Yeah.
It's like the goal here is not to get the more... you know, the brand, the designer, the pressure medication instead of generic brand. You know, the goal is to be happy, right? And so I'm like, and it was really interesting because as I'm reading about Bruce Lee, and of course that's on such a bigger scale than what I can do, but I saw the same dynamics. I'm like, thank you for the lesson. Let me take a step back, breathe, and figure out how I can do the things I want to do, because you want to have that drive. And what he did was amazing, but slow it down to a level that's human. You know, where you're not going to get burned by your success, where it's something that can actually be sustainable and lasting.